Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news for the Tonight 12 Hour Show headlines. President Putin emerged at Man of the Year Award question amidst economic hardship. Green Party leader accuses UPND of misusing constituency development funds, and Kenyan activists missing in Uganda found safe after 5 weeks.
The Hottest in News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The National Congress Party has expressed shock over the decision to award President Hakainde Hichilema the 2025 Man of the Year Award for good leadership, saying the recognition does not reflect the economic hardship currently faced by many Zambians. The award presented yesterday recognized President Hichilema for his efforts in promoting economic development and addressing national challenges since taking office. However, speaking in an interview with Hakainde News, NCP Vice President Daniel Nyasi questioned the basis on which the award was granted, stating that many citizens continue to struggle with high living costs and unemployment. Mr. Nyasi has added that while it is important to recognize leadership, such honors should be based on tangible improvements in people's lives rather than political interests.
The narrative is that is experienced in only 3 hours of power, that is 4 hours of spending. How can someone come up and say that the president is the man of the year because he's made the positive contribution to this country? I think that is a mockery. The president's performance has been powered below her, and he does not deserve any award of that nature.
Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has described the Constituency Development Fund as a social failure, accusing the ruling UPND of misusing the fund despite 4 years of implementation. The Minister of Finance and National Planning yesterday released 717.3 million kwacha to the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, the final disbursement of the 2025 Constituency Development Fund. But Mr. Sinkamba said the fund, which was intended to support grassroots development projects, has not delivered meaningful results across the country. He observed that, despite the government's claims of progress, many areas have little to show for the billions allocated under the CDF.
After 4 years of implementation, CDF is a total failure. But that is no reason why the program has been suspended. And even when you go around, you see what has been achieved with CDF. And like all that you can see as in the CDF is either made to be police, vehicle, or that greater here and there.
Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia Executive Director Lucinda Chilisha has expressed concern over the continued submissions being made by various stakeholders in the ongoing constitution reform process that falls outside the established terms of reference. Speaking in an interview with Hakainde News, Mr. Chilisha said despite clear guidelines being set for the ongoing process, some stakeholders have continued to present submissions that do not align with the agreed framework. He has partly attributed the issue to inadequate direction from the technical committee responsible for overseeing the process, noting that its role is to ensure all participants remain within scope. Mr. Chilisha emphasized that strict adherence to the terms of reference is essential to achieving the intended objectives and ensuring accountability throughout the process.
Thank you.
government has long paid 10.8 million for agriculture expansion projects in Kananga District of Western Province aimed at boosting regional fish production, creating jobs and strengthening food and nutrition security. The Kananga Agriculture Expansion Project, implemented by the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission in partnership with the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, was commissioned by Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, Elias Mwanga, who reiterated the new government administration's commitment to fostering a sustainable agriculture as a key driver of economic transformation. Mr. Mwanga described the project as a major step towards rural transformation and a life-changing opportunity for the people of Kananga and Western Province. And Western Province Minister Kapelo Ndambosa described the project as a new chapter in the region's socio-economic development. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Nyama.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Sit Back, More Than Banking.
Association of Mine Suppliers and Contractors President Costa Mwaga has commended mining companies for making progress in clearing outstanding arrears owed to suppliers and contractors. Mr. Mwaga has noted that most mining firms have continued to clear overdue payments, highlighting that Mekani Copper Mine has made significant strides while Kinsala Copper Mine is now current with its obligations. He has explained that the challenges previously caused by delayed payments are no longer being experienced, a development that has improved the business environment for local suppliers in the mining sector. Mr. Mwaga has further called for continued collaboration between mining firms and suppliers, emphasizing the importance of maintaining dialogue and joint efforts to address emerging challenges in the industry.
Funding, especially on more funding, that has continued, and even as we speak now, there are payment plans that have been done. So we are almost there in terms of being current. This came also the current payment for challenges that seem to be there. They are not there anymore. So the mines are moving towards the current compensation suppliers that time. And this is what we continue to emphasize, the dialogue between the investors, donors, and ourselves must continue.
Human rights groups in Kenya say two activists who disappeared in neighboring Uganda 5 weeks ago have turned up alive and well. Eyewitnesses reported seeing Bob Mugabe and Nicholas Oyo being forced into a car by masked uniformed men after a political event where they were supporting the Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine. Activist organization Vocal Africa confirmed the men were safe and being transported from Busia in Uganda to Kenya's capital, Nairobi. The BBC has more.
Kenyan human rights groups say two activists who went missing in neighboring Uganda 5 weeks ago are alive and well. Bob Mugabe and Nicholas Oyu disappeared following a political event supporting the Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine. Eyewitnesses reported seeing them being taken away by masked uniformed men. Donald Trump has handed Hungary a one-year exemption from U.S. sanctions for buying Russian oil and gas. It came after a meeting at the White House between Mr. Trump and his right-wing ally, the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. The U.S. Supreme Court has allowed the Trump administration to continue restricting food aid payments for tens of millions of people. It temporarily blocked the lower court order to fully fund food stamps amid the government shutdown. Rescuers in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro have worked through the night after a Russian drone struck a high-rise residential building. Several people are being treated in hospital. The leader of Tunisia's main Islamist opposition party has joined a prison hunger strike recently begun by several other detained opposition leaders. Lawyers for Rashid Ghannouchi said the protest was over their unjust imprisonment and political repression.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
And in sports news and events, to look out for, Mkhwana is set to face Paul Dynamos this afternoon in the highly anticipated Kitwe Derby at the Levi Manawasa Stadium in Ndola. Ghana will be seeking redemption as they travel to Berlin.